what can't you do? You know, what's impossible to get a puppet to do, and let's try to have them do it and fail and laugh at it.
And since then, the reps you found, you know, there's sort of areas you can't go to in animation that you can in live action?
Well, I think the barriers are vanishing. You know, I think that they were always a little bit shaky to begin with. I mean, when I first started in the industry, a lot of the old guys would say, you know, if you can do it in live action, don't do it in animation, you know? You know? And that always struck me as wrong, because that basically meant that we'd be obsolete in 10, 15 years, right? You know, because, you know, live action was doing aliens from space and guys coming up from the floor and turning into people and dinosaurs. And you know, I always felt like that was the wrong delineation. The delineation should be do it in a way that you can't do in live action. Because, you know, I think an animated film can do any kind of story, and I think they're only just starting to do that. And I think live action technically can present almost any idea an animation can. They just can't do it in the way animation does it.
Well, following up on that, maybe we could see the stuck in traffic clip from The Incredibles, which I think goes to your point. If you could call that up. Create the same feelings in the audience?
No, what animation to me, part of what it brings to it is the essence of what you're describing. In the same way that a Al Hirschfeld caricature of W.C. Fields looks more like W.C. Fields than W.C. Fields does. That's what animation is good at. It's distilling stuff down and, you know, playing with it. You know, if you represent something in dance, you're abstracting it and finding some specific thing in it and turning up the volume or turning down the volume, doing anything but leaving it the way it would be in life, you know, to catch the essence of it.
Right.
So I think that that's what you're doing, but you're making a lot of decisions. And I think animation, if it's done badly, is the most painful thing on earth to watch. And because you're basically making 24 mistakes a second. And you're just like, you know. But when it's good and you make 24 good decisions a second, it's I think that you can watch it more, and it's more rewarding than almost anything.
When you say done badly, do you mean something like Speed Racer, or do you mean something that tries for something?
No, Speed Racer has its own weird charm.
But is there what is done badly then? What is it? Just badly drawn, or?
Oh, you know, I can name a million horrible. My Little Pony, the movie, you know. There's this bizarre. I know how you influenced a lot. Anyway, there's this weird film called Dunder Klumpin' or something that's like from a foreign. I can't make heads or tails out of what it is, but it's painful. And you know, there are far more bad animated things than good. But I suppose you can find redeeming things in terrible stuff.
Right.
What is it like to have animation?
Must be pretty cool. we wrote Satan into an episode of Space Ghost, and we couldn't afford to animate him, so we took Yogi Bear and painted him red. Photoshopped him with a crown of human femurs and just gave him this deep voice, and apparently we heard much later that Joe Barbera was not thrilled about it.
Well, that gets to a point, because obviously with something like The Incredibles, you end up spending more than $1 million per minute on screen. You guys with Aquatines are spending about
$1 million every 2 years.
Right. Maybe could we see the You Killed Us clips from Aquatines, and that sort of may illustrate some of the limitations we're talking about here.
No, I didn't ask.
You did.
No, I didn't.
Yes,
no, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. Yes, no, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Bro, No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
No, really, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I did not.
Wait, did you just say that you did?
Oh, no. What did he say that he did?
No, I said I did.
Because you did.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
Did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Oh, watch the fire. Over there.
Aren't you good?
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
You're so freaking
good. No, I didn't. No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
No, I didn't. Yes, you did.
South Park does look a lot better than it did when we first went on the air, but it's still there's still the basic style. It wasn't like once we got more money to do production, you know, we made it 3D or something like that. What we did was what we do now compared to a few years ago, with not just money but also like the way technology is going, is that we can do like, I don't know, 5 or 6 times the retakes on each shot that we could before. So Trey as a director has much more, like we get to animate a show over and over again, because it used to take, you know, to render, the computer rendering time would take an hour for a shot. Now it takes a minute. So that means you can look at the shot and go, oh, now make it a little bit different here. And you can see like with live action, with like that scene from The Incredibles, it's like the advantage of animation is all the timing, instead of having to hire actors that have incredible comic timing, Brad gets to control all the timing and gets to look at each shot over and over and go, now make it, you know, make them lift the car a little bit higher, you know, a little bit later.
You don't have actors to screw up your work, basically.
You can constantly
rewrite.
So
it's like the technology gives you more freedom to do, to look at it more and more, to look at the character design with the other character against the background and go, no, that doesn't look as good. Let's do it a little bit better.
Does that make it?
It actually brings up something that I was interested in asking these guys about, just because for us, it really is. I've noticed that it's so much more of a sculpting process making animation than it is. We're able to. We do South Park in 6 days. You know, and so we arrive on Thursday before it airs. We come up with an idea. We read the newspaper, see what's going on, and we start writing. And then we basically say, this is a funny scene, this is a funny scene. Maybe this is at the end, maybe this is at the middle, but we put it in. You know, we get Cartman yelling at whatever, as the days are going, we're trying to sculpt it and mold it into this thing, because we have the ability to animate an entire scene, and then on Saturday go, oh, you know, it should go this direction. Let's take this whole scene and now put it in Kyle's room instead and put a cowboy hat on Cartman. And it'll be back in the editing machine in an hour that way, you know what I mean? And then as it's going, and Monday and Tuesday, now we're really heating up, the show's going to be on in a couple of days, you know, and we're really able to just sculpt and mold and mold and sculpt. And I think it's really, having done, you know, having been in live action stuff, like basketball. thank you. It's just interesting to have seen, you know, to have done that side as well, and see, basically, you know, you get your actors and you try to get them to do what you want them to do.
Well, unfortunately, you have to have a script written too.
Yeah, right.
Beginning
to end.
From beginning before you start.
And you sort of got what you got. And you can edit things, obviously, but with animation, I mean, for us, I mean, I feel like, and I've always wondered with all the Pixar movies, but with The Incredibles too, was, is it the same kind of thing? Do you have the same kind of like sort of sculpting freedom?
Sure. The horrible thing about CG is it takes forever to build the tools to get to play with them.
Right.
Just to build a character takes like 9 months, because you have to articulate all these points in its body so that it can do all these things. So every point and how it deforms the skin and all that stuff has to be figured out. I mean, it doesn't just come. That part is really frustrating. What I was going to say, though, is that the sculpting part of the process that you're talking about, to me, is more like silent film. I mean, Chaplin wanted to kind of destroy all of his stuff that wasn't in the finished stuff. He wanted to take all the outtakes and kind of burn them. And somebody found a whole pile of them, I don't know, like 10 years ago, and they did this thing called Unknown Chapman or Chaplin, and they showed successive takes of him figuring out the comedy. and sometimes it'd be 100 takes, and he'd find some funny prop like an escalator, an early day escalator, and he'd just say, I want an escalator. And they'd put it in there, and then he would roll film and just try stuff. And he would add things and subtract them and for, lose an idea for 20 takes and then think of another way to bring it back. And that, to me, I think that animation is...